Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz. I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee. Today's topic, how to recreate balance. Now, I want to use there's several definitions for balance, but the one I want to use is a verb. It's an action definition. Offset or compare the value of one thing with another. And as I talk about recreating balance, I want to cause you to ponder balance because it's something only you can define. I'm not going to talk about balancing, say, a golf ball with a baseball. How many golf balls does it take to level out the scale with a baseball? You know, that's a fixed balance. You know, you'll get to that. Anybody could get to that balance. What I want to talk about is an intangible balance, a subjective balance. So how do you balance your attitude, your health, your relationships, your work ethic, your spiritual life, your perspective? These are intangibles, and they're very personal. So I want to create an image. You just follow me here. It's, you know, a circle, a square, your favorite geometric figure. So put health in the middle. Put health, relationships, work ethic, and spiritual life. And then surrounding on the outer edges of your image, it's your attitude and your perspective. So what the image implies is that our balance, our lives with regard to health, relationship, work ethic, spiritual life, that's surrounded by our attitude and our perspective. And so many times we talk about attitude, but as I was pondering this, I realized that attitude and perspective are seriously connected. And so I'm going to spend a little more time towards the end talking about perspective. So how do you balance your attitude? You know, why balance your attitude? Well, our attitude, it impacts our actions. So right there is a really good reason why to balance our attitude. Because we get up in the morning and we want to take action. And sometimes we don't want to take action, but we take action anyway. And the reason we do that is because of the choices that we've made, the decisions that we've made that we're sticking to. As people of integrity, we move forward with the decisions that we made the night before, the day before, the month before. Now, the challenge with balancing attitude is there's a tremendous amount of mediocrity in our world. And as much as we do to fill our tank, so to speak, with constructive, uplifting, positive information and experiences, we can't be afraid to identify the reality of the world as being mediocre. And when you're walking through mediocrity, it's gonna soak your socks, you know. It's gonna soak your pants. It's gonna try and creep up and get to your attitude. Well, there's good and there's bad influence, and either one, with or without choice. Like we can choose good and we can make decisions, which is a choice, and it would be a bad decision, and those would impact our attitude. And also, we have good and bad that we didn't choose that impacts our attitude, like a compliment that just comes from someone that we weren't expecting. That's a good impact. Now, and then there's I wasn't looking for this phone call. I wasn't looking for this information. But the other day, somebody I was talking to brought up the situation in Florida. That's a terrible piece of news. It's sad. But it's the reality of our world. And if I didn't have tools that could quickly get my attitude back in focus, I might be so distraught by the people who are impacted by that situation, it might affect my attitude and my performance for a period of time that I didn't want to put into it, whether it was 15 minutes or an hour or longer. How do you, now moving on, how do you balance your health? Do you work out? Do you just do walks, long walks? You know, what do you do to balance your health? Again, that's a choice. Now, there's what I use is as a tool, whether it's attitude, health, relationships, work ethic, or spiritual life. I use books, and what I want to talk about with books is that when you're impacted, positive or negatively, you know, well, actually, when you're impacted just negatively, you need a survival kit, because that's what gets you going down, you know, the negative information, the negative experiences, and so you need a survival kit to pull yourself back up. And I think, you know, if you have a stack of books that you can reach for and just read a page or something, that is going to make us a really good survival kit. So, for example, here's a book by Dr. Henry Cloud. The title's Integrity: The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality, How Six Essential Qualities Determine Your Success in Business. Wow, you know, if I was struggling with something or I needed a little boost, I'd love to read a couple of points on the six essential qualities that determine my success in business. You know, and our attitude with these books, you might not, if you read, you understand what I'm talking about. If you don't read, then, and you don't like to read, because I know that some people just don't like to read, so I'll suggest this. Just go to Barnes & Noble and go to the section for you know, self-help and business books and things like that, and just pick them up and just read the titles and the taglines, okay? So, like John C. Maxwell's book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Follow them and people will follow you. Wow, well, we're in the business of leading people. That would be a great book. Or maybe it just sparks an idea. You know, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Maybe you know some laws of leadership already, and that sparks that, gets your mind thinking about how to be the leader you want to be. Or Brian Tracy, No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline. You know, I don't know, maybe none of us have struggled with self-discipline. Right. You know, I struggle with that at least once a week. How about another John Maxwell book, Intentional Living, Choosing a Life That Matters. Yeah, see, that's, I don't know, that tagline, you know. Who wants a life that matters? You know, but actually, you know, those, again, taglines that inspire. Richard Branson, here's a guy who's done a couple of things, and he's accomplished a couple of good things, and, you know, so his book's called The Virgin Way. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing. Now, that one I like. You see, because I'm the expressive social style. You know, I like fun. You know, I like to get things done, but it has to be fun for me. You know, if you've ever reflected on the social styles where you've got driver, expressive, analytical, amiable, you know, they all fit together, but we all have our spark. And for me, that spark is fun. If it's fun, I'm going to go after it. Now, values. You know, again, the definition that I read earlier about balance, offset or compare the value of one thing with another. Well, values are something that you can bank on. You know, they show up without talking about them. Their actions. We act our values. Okay, so find what you value and then act on it. Or evaluate your actions and think about whether or not they're lining up with your values. And then modify them. If you take time to sit with yourself and think about these things, you're going to seriously impact your attitude. Now, work ethic. The work ethic is the principle that hard work is intrinsically virtuous or worthy of reward. That's work ethic. The principle that hard work is intrinsically virtuous or worthy of reward. Well, are you going to do something today that you feel that you should be rewarded for? I hope the answer is yes. And the reward can come from yourself. Set a goal to do one thing today, and then go reward yourself for it. You know, and the reward is anything you choose. So far, can you understand, are you getting my point that I'm trying to make, that the balance between these areas of health, relationships, work ethic, and spiritual life, they're intangible, and they're 100% defined by you. Now, sometimes we can look out of balance outside of, you know, to the people around us, outside of our own attitude and task lists and stuff. But the reality is, if we've got areas, health, relationships, work ethic, and spiritual life, and we are spending time in each one of them, sometimes we need to shore up one area. Like maybe we've had a really busy week or two, and we need to go exercise or spend some time with a spouse or somebody else in our life, and, you know, we need to go put time in that other area. So we move away from one to spend time in another. That's why the definition of balance is personal. And don't let anybody guilt you into thinking that you're out of balance, because you know what your balance is. So I want to end with perspective. Perspective is so powerful. And I want to start with the ending with this. A Navy warship that was heading through the fog one night in the distance saw a faint light directly in their heading. As they continued, it got brighter, and the captain walked to the helm to assess the situation. About that time, a voice came over the radio and said, "Attention, calling the vessel traveling 18 knots on a 220 heading. Adjust your course 30 degrees immediately." The captain got on the radio and responded, "This is the vessel on the 220 heading. You adjust your course 30 degrees." "Negative, Captain. You adjust," came the reply. "I am an admiral in the United States Navy," said the commander. "Who am I speaking to?" The response was, "I am an ensign in the U.S. Coast Guard." And the admiral said, "Then I suggest you adjust your course." "No, sir. I suggest you adjust yours." "We are a U.S. Navy warship," said the admiral. "You adjust." "We are a lighthouse," said the ensign. Well, was the admiral greater in rank than the ensign? By far. And when you're commanding a U.S. Navy warship out on the open seas, you need to have that kind of perspective about who you are and the presence you are bringing into any situation. But when a very low-ranking ensign in the U.S. Coast Guard tells you that he's standing on dry land behind a jetty of monster rocks, your experience of standing on dry land recalls your perspective and immediately changes your attitude. So I want to end with this. We become resilient to negative and confident in positive. The only way we become resilient is to experience and live through the negative. So remember, your experiences create your perspective, and your perspective can balance your attitude. So look for examples of success. Work and persist through, and you will now have a new tool to recreate balance when you start to slip. I hope that inspires you today to have a great day, and remember, you have greatness inside of you.